Move it in that one big room by the garage.
No, that's the
Move
game
it in
room.
The garage.
No, it'd be cold. Oof. Right in there.
Hey, guys, so we're going to kill somebody today. Hey, guys, welcome to the
we're
black
sitting there
market,
like,
baby.
This might be below zero today.
We're sitting there like, listen, it's okay. It's okay. If you see a rat behind us, his name's Jimmy. He's only bit Jared once. Jared's like.
Now, who's looking for heart, lungs, kidney? Who? What do you need?
Do you guys need? We have two testicles for sale. Jared goes, one.
I might need the other.
Let's start this.
Okay, let's just go. We're on one.
We're wasting it.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Why Not podcast.
Episode 11.
11. We're in the new year, 2022. Dude, it's been kind of weird writing that.
Yeah.
I've been.
I don't write it very much, but like it gets you.
I haven't done it once.
Dude, I well, cause I had to write invoices, and I was like, putting 2022. I was like, this is so weird. I don't know why. 2021 felt like it went forever, though. Truthfully.
I thought that
went
super fast.
Some parts of it went quick.
That's
some of
true.
It went
like
slow.
Getting married for you probably flew by, bro.
Getting married, and then went to Florida. And then going to Nebraska.
You did get married, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like this year. I knew he was married.
It was actually last year that I got married, not this year.
Oh,
last year.
Did that.
Yeah.
You really
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah. Like hey, you got some big news. Do you want to talk about it at all? Maybe let the audience know?
I'm a dad to a baby boy.
To a baby
boy.
Holy cow.
Found that out yesterday.
Not saying the name. We don't want to get it out there right now.
His name is John Dutton.
it's Jared Jr.
No.
Definitely not. Sorry, buddy.
I think it's good.
He's gonna when he has a kid, he's like, I think we should name him Big J Jr.
Big J Jr. First name Big, middle name J, last name
Bit off,
I guess. Not junior.
Everybody pretty much freaking knows our last names and listen to this, except for the guys in Germany. Again, shout out you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, I'm loving it. Let everybody in Germany know. I'll tell you what, we would definitely fly out to Germany. If you got us big out there, we'd definitely show up.
Go on tour.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know that the merch is coming sometime soon. It's been quite the headache getting that thing ready. It's been a lot of work, a lot of behind-the-scenes work. We're still hoping to get it out by the end of this month. We'll let you guys know. We'll hone in on those details. And, you know, there's not much we really can say at this point. We'd be giving away too much.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out our sponsor once again, Tib over at UNR Realty, UNR Realty in general. They're all awesome people over there. If you're ever in southwest corner Wyoming market looking for rentals to buy a house, they're the place to go. I mean, it's not even close.
If you're looking for a three-bedroom, I mean, it's only got one bathroom, but it's
a nice bathroom.
Nice place.
Yeah, so we're basically doing a lot of their social media, almost all of their social media work for them. It's been a really good sponsorship. They're helping us out. I mean, that's why we're in this beautiful office that overlooks the entire pretty much town of Evanston. Well, the north side of Evanston.
Kinda, a little bit of it.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, they're
TV
showing us
went
a on. Oh, it done did the thing, huh?
Yeah.
Done did the thing.
Come on.
A little
little
technical difficulties.
We might just need to
it's just gonna we're just gonna pretend that.
We don't have the thing that
yeah,
we
so
plug
usually
into
we
that
have a flash drive
to,
and
to
yours
run
truly
the background
lost
on
it.
It
happens though.
Not nowhere near here.
Yeah. Well, all the people that just listen are like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Anybody who's looking for a property, please reach out to Tib. Reach out to Tanya.
Tell them that you
over
came
at
from
Yonta
us.
Realty. Say you came from Why Not Podcast. I mean, we've got rentals. We got a lot
homes
coming
for
up.
So.
It's going to be big. And we've got some really big things coming up on our YouTube channel that we're going to be creating. There's some big things going to be happening this new year, and it's all because of you guys helping us grow there. And please help us grow. We're actually, once we drop this merch, we have some big, you know, kind of like, how would you put that? Like
plans?
Well, not plans. I'm talking about like to get them more active on social media, shouting us out more. We've got a plan with our merch, so we get that ironed out, we'll come back to you guys. We've talked a little bit about it. It's been hard because we don't even have all of the merch designed yet. But so, right, you guys got any resolutions for the new year?
I know Brendan's got one. That old guy at Murdoch's told you.
Oh, yeah. Go sit at a park bench every day with your wife for an hour so you don't end up divorced.
Didn't he say once a week?
Was it once a week?
I think once a week. I think every day is a little bit.
Yeah, once a week. Much. I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like once a week at the end of the wink. Wink?
Wink.
At the end of the week to, like, de-stress and go over the whole week and what went on.
See, I've actually heard that you should do that, too, like, on a date night. You go out on date night and you talk about everything that you want.
This guy
to.
That we met at Murdoch's. Dude.
Awesome. Okay,
so no. Well, yes, but no. So Jared,
this old dude's like, screw Brendan.
Jared was looking for some bibs, right? Yeah. To go ice fishing, whatever, you know, Carhartt. Well, the guy, Jared's trying them on. He comes over, and me and Jordan are looking at Jared while he's got them on. He's like showing us how it looks, whatever. He goes, oh, they're sure checking you out, aren't they? Jared's wow. Like, I guess so. He goes, you got to make sure you have a lot of room in there.
Yeah,
he's like telling Jared how to buy him, what to do.
Yeah, what
he didn't work there. He just
no, he's some random guy. The thing that made me mad the most, and this really isn't that big of a deal, but it just made me mad. He goes, "You're just like me. You got no legs and you're all torso." I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm freaking, like, look at my legs. I'm not all torso. Like, maybe wide, but.
No, and then we had an hour and a half lunch. He talked to us for an hour and a half.
Nice. An hour.
An hour, pretty much. No, it was like more than that.
It is at least.
Nice guy, though?
Yeah.
He had good intentions, yeah.
Well, that's good.
He told us about 7 times that he sailed from Florida to somewhere.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Back in the 80s.
Back in 1986, something like that?
I think. we were just talking, and then, like, he goes away after the whole bib thing, and then we're walking back looking at some more of the bibs to see, like, different colors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he comes up again, and he starts talking to us again, and...
I made a big mistake.
Yeah.
I told him that we're electricians, and that in working in the cold weather, he was looking for some bibs to keep him warm. And this guy apparently is a electrical inspector.
Yeah.
So that's how the conversation.
That's how the hour and a half conversation.
Yeah. Oh, God. I haven't ran into any issues like that. When I picked up the PC, I talked to this. He was a younger dude. I talked to him for a little while. He knew his crap, man, I'll tell you what. But I don't run into a lot of old people trying to talk to me for an hour and a half in Murdoch's.
Well, and it was like. Me and Jordan comes up talking to me and Jared while that guy's talking to us, and the guy goes, "Y'all know each other?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my wife." And then he's like, "Oh, like, yeah, we all went to high school together. Well, do you have any kids?" It's like he knew.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's one on the way.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, congratulations.
Well, good. I mean, at least he was nice.
And then he's like,
you
know what? To keep you guys up, you guys need to go to a park bench every week at the end of the week and just talk about your week. And
he's like, go get yourself some 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't even a 7-Eleven.
No.
Here.
He was from Utah.
Yeah, he was from Utah.
Oh, he was.
He's like, I'm an electrical inspector and I got all the toys. I got a brand new Duramax out there. Like,
at least he was a nice guy. He just was lonely.
Probably.
He just needed.
He told
someone
me he got
to
divorced.
Well, freaking, dude. I don't know. I think you guys know I lost my freaking wedding ring.
Yeah.
My God, my wife is something. I'm telling you what. We're sitting there, and where did we go? We went out to get food or something. Oh, I think we were going to Suds Brothers. And I had lost. Oh, no. We were going into Kate's with Riley and Sierra for, whose birthday was that? I think it was Riley Griggs's 21st. He had his 21st back in Laramie, but he was in Evanston, and we were celebrating it, and I didn't have my ring, and Kehlani forgot her ring, and you know what she says to me as we're walking in? She goes, looks like we're not married tonight, smacks my ass, and then walks away. Oh, gotta bleep that one out.
That one's not too bad.
Yeah, but yeah, smacks my butt, and then I was like, are you freaking kidding me? She does this shiz all the time, man. I'm like, are you kidding me?
She just likes to mess with you.
Oh, my God. Does she it's ever?
It's so funny, dude.
I get so irritated.
We know.
Big J, what's your New Year's resolution?
Find love.
Find love.
Oh, nice. What's his name?
No.
Oh, God.
I thought about it, and I'm not going to say anything like that on the podcast anymore.
Yes, you are. That's your signature.
No.
You love you.
No.
Jared, come on.
You know what? I'm going to change my resolution. I'm just not going to drink soda anymore.
That's not bad. I don't drink soda anymore. I think you should start saying love ya in German for our German viewers.
I don't know how to say
love ya. Well, that's look why we figure it out. Look it up real quick. Oh, wait.
Yeah, love ya.
You want my phone to try and look it up?
No.
All right.
I'm not going to be saying love ya.
You are. You just said it. But, yeah, so not drinking soda. That's pretty
here, Jared.
Decent.
Yeah, I'll take a sip.
Oh, dang. Looks like next year.
Next year.
I'll get it next year. I think you've already failed this year.
Well, yeah, I had a few sips, yeah.
When?
I don't know.
We went to Wendy's. You got a
Wendy's, Applebee's.
next year
so
it is.
Has it, so did you just start it now, technically?
Yeah, we're just starting it. I just changed it, Brendan. Come on.
Oh, my bad.
I think my only New Year's resolution is to just get this freaking podcast going. Just get it out there, the merch, everything. I think, honestly, this is going to be our year for growth on everything that we're doing. So I think that was my biggest New Year's, and that's, you know, obviously I have my personal one, like working on my relationship with my wife every day and finances and things like that, but all the typical boring ones. We're going to the gym again. It's really weird.
I do need to start going to the gym.
Yeah. You want to come with us at 5:45 in the morning? It's about when you wake up.
Do you want to go work one of our long days?
Do you want to work one of my long days?
I mean, I'll work your day. I bet
your brain would be fried.
Your body would be fried.
Huh? No, probably
why
not.
Why would his brain be fried? What do you?
I do math all day. That's all I do. I do estimating, bidding and estimating for them. So, like,
so
I
you use a calculator.
I use a little bit of calculator, but the hard part is reading plans and stuff. So, like, we'll get the plans from the houses, and then we have to go through and order everything. And then, yeah, there's a lot to it. And then you have to do everything has a specific way to be done.
I pretty much wire a house by
myself.
You
do. You've been running a lot of it.
You quit. It's not just you. Okay, look, I know I'm still new, but I help out a lot.
You do help. Makes me have to not do outlets.
Exactly. I have to do outlets. Outlets suck.
Outlets are not that bad.
The problem with outlets is I'm a tall, big guy. Outlets are almost on the ground.
Dude, I sit on buckets. I take
no,
that's what I
around.
Do, too.
Ruffins.
But if, yeah, ruffins, too. Like, you got to, like, get down there. Cutting and tucking, dude.
Jerry gets lightheaded.
gets it's lightheaded tough, every time.
Well, I like bend down there, and I can't get that freaking brown paper that's on the one wire.
The ground wire.
The ground
yeah.
wire. And
oh, Jared.
I'm like struggling. Then tear it off, and then I stand up too fast. I'm like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't done. When was the last time I helped? Wire. That was like 2 years ago.
It was before you started with, about a year and a half ago, you started with All West.
Yeah, something like that.
And then mishap happened there.
With some mishap.
COVID.
Yeah,
COVID.
Yeah, COVID made him quit. Or mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hate COVID.
Yep.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
That is like one of the I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That's one of the funniest things.
I saw this
things.
Video.
That, well, no, think about that, though. Like, we should make a shirt that says, let's go, Brendan.
Let's go, Brendan.
That would be so. They're shouting, let's go, Brandon.
No, they weren't.
You know, listen, lady, I love the effort for you trying.
Right.
You're not even close. Dude, how like?
Dude, I saw this video. This trucker was filling up his like his truck. He had like 80 something gallons in there. It was like $340, $50.
Dude, gas is ridiculous.
That's diesel in his truck.
Well,
in his big rig.
It's just, that's just gas prices right now. Like, I hate filling up my truck.
Yeah.
When I fill it up, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh, I just hit $60. Like, holy cow. That's why I miss my Mustang, dude. That thing was like $25 to fill up.
But you'd have to fill it up every week.
No, I didn't, dude. I had the V6, so it was pretty good on gas mileage overall. I mean, I wish I had the V8, but I couldn't afford a V8 at the time. That'd been sweet, dude. If I had a freaking GT. Dude, I want a Mazda RX-7 so bad. Do you know what a Mazda RX-7 is?
No.
Oh. Well, we can just not talk about cars because Jared and Brendan don't really care.
I'm just over here like,
yeah. I got like a couple cars that I know about.
It goes. What?
I got a couple cars I know about.
Audi R8.
Audi R8.
That's our dream BMW car. All three of us. Isn't that our dream car?
I would BMW say i8. The i8's clean.
The i8's too, I don't know. It's electric though. I don't like the body type of the i8.
It's personally electric.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
I believe they have some just straight gas.
I want a Nissan GTR.
Those are cool. Nissan GTRs are really cool. I want like a newer car like that, like an Audi R8.
Nice.
But I want an older car, like, dude, I want a freaking RX-7. It's got a rotary engine. If you guys don't know what that is, it looks like the Illuminati sign, but it like tumbles in the engine. Instead of like pistons going up and down, it's this little triangle piece that spins around. It's super cool. They're like extremely complicated to work on, but they're like the most unique car out there.
I want to delete my truck.
You need to.
I don't have money.
He needs new shocks first.
Yeah.
He needs a lot of things. You know, your truck is really nice, though.
I'll just do what Skaggs did and sell it back to Yeti for more than what I bought it for.
Yeah, Skaggs got more than what
he sold back his truck, got more, and sounds then he bought a diesel.
Dude, you know that I was at Heritage, and I show up, and he's like, I'll buy, like, one of the guys was like, I'll buy that truck from you. It wasn't the Parker, the guy who owns with us. He said, I'll buy that truck from you. And I was like, well, I'm good. I like my truck. I think I want to keep it. And they're like, we'll pay you way more than you paid for it. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. But, yeah, dude, used vehicle prices are still crazy. I mean, you can buy.
But you want to go get, like, a brand new, like.
Brand new.
Say Ford F-150. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The cost for new vehicles is way down. I mean, they're still more than obviously used vehicles, but like that's just how it is. I mean, I don't know the reason why, but I just know that used vehicles are way higher in demand. So that's why used vehicles are fetching such a high price. But I think they're going back down. I'm not sure. I mean, Kehlani's car, we have driven it for 5 years now, and we'd get about $2,000 less than she paid for it after 5 years of driving the dang thing. It's crazy. You need a car.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Jared, you won't buy any of ours.
Huh?
You won't buy, like, our wives' cars.
Yeah, why would I want your wives' cars?
Yeah, I don't want them.
I'm not interested in those.
I give you that little Chrysler 200.
Yeah, for how much?
About $5,000.
Yeah.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell you my wife's car.
You tried.
It was a joke. Even if you were like, yeah,
and you keep trying to get him to get another monitor. Yeah, what's going on?
Quit trying to get me to spend my money.
Yeah, you did. You need.
Jay, you need a new monitor, bro.
You need another monitor, not a new one. You need another monitor.
You need a second monitor.
You agreed with me, though. That's the part.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said I don't have any room. I don't have any room for a second monitor.
And I said, we can make room. And you went, you did your little thing.
Just to get you to shut up.
No, it was. You're full of it. You're full of it, bro. Uh-huh. You're on crack.
Look, bro.
I'm going to pull a freaking Island Boys and walk out right now.
Bye. <Go ahead. laughs>
I'm just kidding.
All right, Brendan, you and me here.
Yeah, you're gone.
Oh, that'd be the most boring episode.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, both of you. Brendan said the same thing. He's like, what if I just walked out? I'm like, well, me and Dylan would probably have a good episode.
Oh, geez. Nah, y'all would miss me.
Three.
Munching on chips and
drinking soda.
Drinking three. Soda.
He's making it hard for Jared over here. He just... Yeah, such good soda.
So good.
So good.
It says delicious and refreshing.
Is it refreshing?
I better take this label off. We're not sponsored by them.
Yeah.
What was that thing they said? Be less white.
What?
Coke?
Did they really say that?
That was like a year ago.
I don't remember that.
They almost got canceled.
Yeah.
There was a polar bear or something that said it, wasn't it?
Something like that. Be less white.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I think...
Yeah, rip that off.
I think that it was like because their soda's like black, brown.
What?
So be less white. I don't know. That's what I think they were going for. But
Coca-Cola low-key looks like our diesel oil when we change it, Brendan.
Try putting it in there and then see what...
I'm good.
Let's go do it to Skaggs or what?
Yeah, hey, Skaggs, here's some
oil. Got some oil for you. You'll start drinking it.
Oh, Skaggs. I was surprised that he stayed as long as he did yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was crazy.
He's normally in and out.
He's very busy, though. He's a very busy person. He was actually... So, yeah, if you guys... We had a Halloween special, and we actually had Skaggs on there, and the episode was terrible. Yeah. It was just really bad.
It was rough. Honestly, we were walking in and out.
But we were way more snockered than we did in the Christmas episode, for sure. Well, I don't know, actually. When I stood up after the Christmas special, I was like,
Christmas special, dude, that was...
Pub golf was fun, though. It really was. Brendan's like, oh.
Dude, it was tough.
Yeah, dude, you freaking, you screwed Jared.
No, he wasn't finishing.
Brendan goes, can you at least get this much and I can do the rest?
I was like, yeah, dude, if you get it down to there, I can totally take us home. Brendan doesn't even drink as much as he was going to leave me.
We still did it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, that was hilarious. I honestly thought Robbie was going to throw up when he had to take the mystery drink.
Dude, I gave that a little whiff. That thing was rough.
It was potent, bro. It was strong.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She wanted to kill him.
Probably.
No. And it was supposed to be a mystery shot. That was like...
Mystery. That was a freaking drink.
Yeah, it was like half a cup.
I don't think there was anything but straight alcohol in it.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure she just mixed all the alcohol we had.
So here we go.
He's like, two shots of vodka.
Get these falling over. Dude, that scene's from Trailer Park Boys. Dude, I love that TV show. It's so funny.
I've seen a few episodes. It's pretty funny, but I don't think I can get into it.
Nah.
Oh, no. It's like a very special, like you have to watch it when you're in the mood. It's kind of like, it's not like The Office, how you can just binge watch The Office, put it on as background. It's really funny. No. Trailer Park Boys is like, you got to be in a specific.
You know, I never liked The Office.
You should probably just, we'll just pretend he didn't see
it. No, yeah.
It's better to just stop now. You're going to get put on blast.
I don't care. I don't.
It's hilarious.
Well, why have you?
I've tried watching it.
Have you gotten past the first season?
No, because the first season I just didn't really care
for
it.
Dude, it's so funny.
After
parkour,
I'll watch it, Jared.
Jared, oh, dude,
I'll watch it if you watch Yellowstone.
Yellowstone was good.
Shake my hand.
Oh, no, Brendan, you gotta do it.
I don't want to watch that, though.
It's really good, dude. It really is. And it's one of those ones that you can go pretty
well,
much
I'll put
into
it on.
Episode.
I'll put it on when we're, like, playing video games.
No. That doesn't even...
How about...
Background noise, like Dylan
dude,
said.
Dude, you know what's really funny? Do you remember that scene where Toby, like, walks in and Michael's sitting there? He's like, thanks, Toby. We closed the door on the way out. And he's like... And dude, it's a blooper. They all start
they
laughing.
Break character.
Dude, I love the bloopers in The Office because it's so funny.
They're so funny. Brendan, you... Okay, listen. How about you watch it when I'm over?
No, because Jordan won't watch it.
Huh?
Jordan won't watch it.
Oh, yeah, she would.
No.
Why not?
Because she's too busy watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Dude, that show's fire. Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I was walking in there, like, into my room, and Jordan's like, wait. So I, like, walk out there. Dude, and, like, Kim and one of the other ones started, like, fist fighting.
Bro, it's funny, dude.
Kehlani put on The Bachelor last night when we were laying in bed. And we're both sitting there, and we were watching TikTok, and then, like, on her phone. And then we both all of a sudden started watching The Bachelor. And we were both like, this show is so terrible. But once you start watching, you're just like...
Jordan likes it.
Dude, it's terrible. It is. All it is a dude or a girl that makes out with a bunch of dudes or a bunch of girls. Like, that's pretty much what it
is. And then think they're going to be together
forever. And then
they're
like, yeah, dude,
and
I don't understand.
Get
like,
a divorce.
I've known you for 3 months. We've been on 3 dates. I'm going to marry you. And then 3 months later, like, I hate you. Divorced. Yeah. It's all publicity for sure with The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. It's working for him. Oh,
that's why multiple people have gone more than one time.
Yeah. Just like, let's try again.
I'm here, round two, let's go.
Or like the guys that were on The Bachelor, like, because it's like The Bachelor is the one guy and a bunch of girls.
Well, yeah, and then
The Bachelor would go on The Bachelorette because he wouldn't find love on The Bachelor.
No, it's usually if they were on The Bachelorette, the guys, and they'll pick one of the guys that was like super popular from The Bachelorette and throw him in, and then vice versa
with the girls.
Yeah, and they always pick like the most unreasonable guys. Like, this dude was a 5-year pro NFL player. He's got great teeth. He stands at 6'5", just absolutely ripped. Plenty of money, and it's like, I'm sitting over there like, these girls like me way more as I'm eating my Cheetos. Like,
he's got like
freaking 247
abs.
No, I think that's 48. Yeah. You just pause it and you're counting every single one. You see those biceps? No, I'm not quite there. Dude,
Here, got a question though.
Okay.
Do you think that labor strength, like trade strength is
you're talking about like work strength.
Work strength, is that better than athletic? Lifting strength?
I mean, I think it's the exact same. If you can bench press 225 pounds, whether it's you've been lifting weights or whether you were working on a ranch, it's still the same thing. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, I'm thinking like toughness wise, like not lifting weights.
Well, obviously you're going to be tougher if you're working on a ranch and
like say you were
in the gym.
There's like a bodybuilder and then a rancher. The rancher can go throw a hay bale. Bodybuilder may not be able to. Because it's
if they can lift,
it's awkward.
But it's different. But then you could also do the same thing as a farmer might not be able to deadlift.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is strength is strength either way. It doesn't really matter how you got it or whatever.
I think the work, hard work.
What about your question's confusing?
I think you're just trying to get out of going to the gym.
No. I don't care to go to the gym.
I've been that way a little bit. I actually been wanting to go a little bit more because I see people that look better than me, and I'm like,
sorry, I'll start hanging around you then.
Well, it's just like, do you ever do that? You like look at somebody, and then you're like, look at yourself, and you're like, man, you're like, I'm not bad, but like I'm not that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You've never done that?
I don't want to be like anybody else. I just want to be myself.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Well, I don't want to be that person. That was terrible. It's not like I'm saying, what I'm saying is like, I want to be a little, like there's times that I'm like, man, I want to look better like how that guy looks. You know what I mean? Do you ever, you can't tell me there aren't times that you see a guy that is just freaking studded. He's got abs, pecs, looks good. And you're like, I want to look like that.
No.
You've never wanted to look like you've had muscle.
I do have muscle.
Well, you know what I mean, though. That's full. You guys are both lying. Guys are full of it.
I've never wanted to look like I'm walking around like a.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Popeye.
Not a cloud. I'm talking about like you just look muscular.
No.
You want to look. Okay.
I want to look how I look right now because that's how I want to look.
Okay.
If I wanted to look muscular, I wouldn't look at somebody else. Like, I want to look like him.
Just
and go
be fine with yourself, Dylan.
Well, I'm not. Okay. What the? Water. I just can't believe you guys have never wanted to, like, look better. Like, you wanted to.
So I look bad.
No. I'm just saying. You can always look better. That's the whole thing. You can always be healthier. You can always look better. You can always do things different.
I am healthy.
But so many people.
I am.
Brendan, I literally watched you eat 9 cupcakes yesterday.
No, I don't know. I literally had like 3. That's Jared that had 9.
Are you kidding me?
Brendan, you ate a whole cupcake in one bite.
Because people asked me to. Yes.
Okay, I'm asking get a 6-pack.
Brendan's like, okay, I'll do that for you guys.
Okay. Look, I'm not saying that either of you look bad. I'm just saying that there's always that part of you that wants something different. You're like, I want to look better this way. I want to eat healthier. Why do you want to quit drinking soda? It's because you want to be healthier. OK, Okay? That's just it. Why do you want to do anything you want to do? It's because you're a crackhead, truthfully.
You don't even know what I want to do.
No, because so, you there's no I don't
I don't want to do anything.
I mean, obviously I want to better myself, but I don't look at somebody and like, "Oh man, I wish I could look like that."
No, I'm not looking at John Cena and be like, "I want him."
No, it's more like you see somebody who's fit, who looks good, and it makes you go, "Not necessarily I want to look exactly like that person." Okay, but you're like, man, that makes me want to better myself. That makes me want to get in the gym, make myself look better. Like, there's a guy that I watched on YouTube, and I wish I'd go back because his YouTube channel is great. He's a little bit of a bodybuilder, but his name's Matt Does Fitness. And he's living his best life. He loves his life. And I'm just like, dude, he eats what he wants, but he looks good. He has a great family. I'm like, dude, I like that. Like, I want my life to be more like that. Not like exactly like his life. I want my life to be my own. But there are times, and you're telling me you've never felt that way.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Like I said, like I want to better myself. I want to like have a good life for myself. But I don't look at somebody else and say, like.
They don't drive you is what you're saying. You don't.
No.
Not as a competitive thing, but as myself. An inspirational thing.
No.
Huh. I mean, I find inspiration within myself, too, but mostly, like, when it comes to inspiration myself, it's all about, like, business side of things. Like, I'm always like, oh, like, my inspiration I get for myself, like, I'll sit there and be thinking, and I'm like, I want to do this. I mean, look at the podcast, look at the merch, look at the YouTube. Like, this is all because, truthfully, this all started because I couldn't sleep one night, and I spent 5 hours and wrote everything down to get this thing started. And then you guys were like, yeah, I'm down.
Well, no, me and Jared were originally going to do a podcast and then...
Okay, but be honest. Do you how long do you think it would have taken, or do you think you ever would have started a podcast if I didn't...
I'll be honest. I don't think we would have gotten this far without you.
Well,
I'm not trying to get you to toot my
But we wouldn't have this office. We'd be filming. We wouldn't even have video. We would just be doing it with recorders and just talk.
Yeah. We wouldn't be this far. Like, and I'm not, like, trying to toot your own horn.
No.
But, like, all of us are putting
some... Oh, 100%. We all are doing things. But my whole point was, is, like, I get the inspiration to do these, like, business side of things myself. But, like, when it comes to, like, bettering myself, getting healthier, like, truthfully, Kehlani inspires me a lot. And then people I see that have a good life, and I see them doing things that I'm like, man, like when they have a life that I admire and I'm like, I like their lifestyle, I like what they're doing, like I want my life to have those same kind of values and those same kind of things. You, just like you, Brendan, you always talk about Roman Atwood. And I was like, I love Roman Atwood. I love his life. You're telling me that isn't a slight inspiration to you.
Well, that's a long time ago.
I'm pretty sure you talked about Roman Atwood like a month ago.
I said on the podcast that he's a good YouTuber because he is a good YouTuber.
He's a great YouTuber.
But I never said I wanted to be like him.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not saying you want to be him, but is it not? Doesn't it inspire you to do more at times?
Well, I mean,
what I'm trying to understand is, do you guys not get inspiration from outside of yourselves? Do you guys not see or hear things that make you go, "Oh, I want to do this because that's cool. I like that." And then it lights a little bit of a flame, and then you're like,
I don't get inspiration from celebrities. I just don't. Or not really celebrities, but like people that have money or have fame.
Okay.
I get it from, like, I was inspired to become an electrician because Uncle Andy. Okay. I was inspired to do, you know, other things because of other people.
And that's fair. And I'm not saying mine's all from famous people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole podcast thing inspired me, truthfully, was because I was like, I like the idea. It had nothing to do with
it. Inspired me to do a podcast just because I wanted to have another hobby that I could do.
It's fun. I really enjoy doing it. I mean, truthfully.
Like, I mean, yes, I could just sit there and play video games and try to make a hobby out of that, but I know I'm not good enough and probably won't be good enough.
Well, I don't know until a new game comes out and we hop on it first thing and... There's always, and the thing is that our personality, the reason the podcast is successful is because of our personalities, truthfully. The thing is I would say that 90% of people that try to do something like this or YouTube, they have the personalities for it, but they don't have the drive and the want. Like, you think about Mr. Beast, like, love his videos. But Mr. Beast does not have the greatest personality in the world. Like,
yeah, he does.
He's a great guy, but
yeah, he's a great guy. But what I'm saying, he's not like when you look at Mr. Beast alone, he doesn't have your typical YouTuber personality. He's you know what I mean?
Hey guys, what's up?
Like, yeah, he's
because,
not like
because the internet has made us think about YouTubers and their personality as that they're all super energetic and super hyper and super this, super that.
Well,
Mr. Beast is doing his own thing.
That's most of the guys that
but
make it.
Think about this. Like when I think, okay, there are two names that I think of for typical YouTuber people that are successful. One, Casey Neistat. Casey Neistat has the perfect personality for a certain type of YouTube. The other one is Preston Place. Preston has the other type of attitude that does great on YouTube. And those are the two people I think of when I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? And like, look at everybody who really is successful. It's just like Mr. Beast is breaking it out into people that have like are good people but don't have that great outgoing. Like he's even said, he's like, I'm not the most outgoing person. He's like, I had a hard time making friends because I couldn't stop thinking about YouTube. I do that too. I have a hard time making friends, and you guys know this because when I get on something, that's all I talk about. That's all I think about. I mean, when we talked about how I probably annoyed the crap out of you guys talking about our freaking clothing line, did I not?
Not really the clothing line.
But, like, the podcast, like, things like that. Like, I, when I get stuck, like, I'm like Mr. Beast in that sense. Like, I, when I'm thinking about
you guys
something
hear
like that?
That.
It's the radiator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. And we have the person, like, Mr. Beast made it because he had the drive and the want. And he studied and he worked for it. And that's the truth. Anybody could truthfully make it in this field. I mean, we're not there, obviously. We're far from it. I mean, we're doing more successful than I think we thought right out the gate, honestly. But we have the personality, and I think we have the drive to make this work. And I think so many people have the personality to do it but don't have the drive. And then vice versa, don't have the personality or the drive. You know, it's not easy. I'm just saying. But, like, you think about how many people watch YouTube and how many videos are out there. Like,
there's millions of videos being posted.
Like, think about this. Well, I wouldn't say there's millions of videos being posted a day. Maybe clips.
I'm going to see how, we'll see.
Like, I think about it this way, and I'm like, okay, let's think about, have you ever, like, seen a random channel on your recommended page, or you just happen to click on a random video, and you're like, I've never heard of this person before, and they got 500,000 subscribers. And you're like, that's literally, YouTube is so vast, and they're getting so many views. You don't get on YouTube and watch one video. You watch 7, 8, 9, 10, so many videos. You know what I mean?
And it's even like background stuff. Like you just have a plan, have a conversation with somebody, or like tutorial videos.
Yeah, tutorial videos is the whole reason YouTube was genuinely started.
Yeah.
500 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute worldwide.
That's a lot.
500 hours.
720,000 hours every day. So 720,000 hours.
But then again, I would say that there's a small percentage of YouTube that actually accumulates most of the views. Like I would say it's probably 15-20% of 30, YouTube
30,000 an hour.
Okay. I'm over the stats, all right?
I'm not.
Look, I'm just saying, like, genuinely, I think it's like 15-20% of YouTube creators accumulate probably the majority of all of YouTube's views. And the good thing about YouTube is if you get picked up by their algorithm, you blow up. It takes one video to skyrocket you, truthfully. One video that hits the algorithm right at the right time, and you execute it right, and you blow up. And that's why being consistent is the best thing you can do.
Listen to this number. Almost 5 billion videos are watched on YouTube every single day.
Yeah, think about that.
That's insane.
The market is huge.
5 billion videos. So
and think about how many different YouTubers you guys watch. It's a lot. I couldn't even name all the different YouTubers
I watch.
I watch
1, 2, 3, 4, maybe like 4 or 5.
I watch way more than that, truthfully.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I think that the market's huge, but I don't even know how we got on this, to be honest.
We just started talking.
We did.
That's what we
wanted
about
in this
podcast.
We wanted this podcast to just kind of go.
Dude, is your guys' table going whack?
Yeah.
Your line? Your vinyl?
No, mine's doing
pretty
good.
Mine's like real bubbly.
I mean, there's a couple tears in mine, which I don't know.
Mine's very bubbly. Can you guys see it?
Yours was the first one we did, though. And that one was rough, to be honest.
And then mine's like just awkward shape.
Yeah, mine turned out pretty decent. This is the one that I did. It was a pain in the butt, but I spent a long time on it when I didn't have a job. So.
For like a week.
Yeah, I know. It didn't last very long, did it?
Yeah, I'm like every day. You guys done with work? No.
No. Dude, it's like 9.
9 in the morning. You guys done with work? No, we just started.
I did not do that. I asked.
My bad.
Well, your work schedule's been so off, I don't know when you guys are truly getting
Let's see,
off.
Jared, how long did we work on Thursday?
Thursday? Where did we?
We finished up that trim out. Oh, we worked longer that day, but Wednesday we worked till like 1.
Yeah, see, your guys.
We took a lunch at 11:30.
11:30, we go back, but they're putting carpet in.
So we were done. So we went from like probably nine in the morning till like.
We probably started that day like 9:30.
9:30 till like.
So your schedule's just been.
We worked 2 hours. We got paid.
Well,
because
you guys get off of work genuinely almost. You guys really do get off earlier than me pretty much every single day.
It depends how fast we work that day.
Yeah. With four of us,
we've been cruising,
but. Like now, it's usually just me and Jared working on a place, and Andy, and
yeah, he's enjoying being down in Mesquite. Yeah. So I heard he sold a side by side.
Yeah, he sold it for
that's good.
Some money to go towards his new side by side.
Yeah,
bought a black 4-door Razor.
We might be doing all the windows and doors and garage doors for Smart Dwellings. They came in. Oh. Justin did.
He's a weird guy.
He's nice. Dude, he's very meticulous. Holy cow.
When did he come in?
Thursday.
Yeah, we seen him on Friday.
Yeah, maybe it was Friday.
Well,
no.
We were in Rock Springs Friday.
Yeah, no, it was Thursday. He came in Thursday and was there for like 30 minutes. But, oh, man.
What's our time looking like?
We're only at 43. And there's probably 3 minutes of us trying to get started.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for this, what we've got going on this new year. Like, this is going to be the year. I genuinely
Dude, I have to get a little baby on here.
And I don't think me and Kaylani are going to be far behind you. I really don't.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
You thinking this weekend?
Hopefully by the end of the year.
I don't know. Well, we're hoping. Honestly, we both have really good feeling about this month. Honestly, I don't know what it is. It just feels like it's going to happen. Did you feel like it was going to happen, or were you just like...
I had no idea.
Brendan's like, I was drunk. I'm just kidding.
No, Jordan's like, I'm fertile. I'm like, all right.
Brendan's like, all right, I'll get the job.
Brendan's like, yeah. Brendan's out there peeing on every strip trying to make it positive.
He's like, come on.
No, I was at work, and... We're in Riverton. No.
Rollins.
Working in...
I was like, you haven't done a job in Riverton?
And Rollins, and she, like, texts me. I'm freaking out. So I'm like, I think something's wrong. Right? You don't just say, I'm freaking out.
Girls do
I
that.
I call her, I'm like, what's going on? Oh, I took a pregnancy test, and it said it's positive. Okay.
Bro. Girls do that all the time.
I'm like, you couldn't have waited till I got home and surprised me?
What about when they're freaking like, hey, I need to talk, and you're like, oh, here we go. Like, I did something wrong. They're like, hey, I totally just forgot. Then they say the dumbest thing.
No, I do that.
I wanted to vacuum, and I'm like.
I do that to Jordan. Hey, we got to talk.
I don't do that. I'm like.
We need
like,
to do this for
on.
Dinner tonight.
Like, you guys know me, though. I don't text. I like to call.
Yeah, we know.
I can't.
Today I said, Dylan, when you're getting ready to leave the house, text me. Call. Hey, I'm leaving the house.
I hate texting.
You guys
gotta understand.
You're the only person that calls besides my grandparents.
Sorry. I really do.
Wait, Skaggs calls you a bunch.
Not really.
Not a bunch.
I call because I hate waiting for a text. I'm like, I want to figure everything out right now so I don't have to deal with this.
Plus, it's a lot easier to ignore a text.
Way easier.
No, I ignored Dylan's calls pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start calling Jordan. Hey, will you tell Brendan to give me a call?
She's not going to answer.
She won't answer. If she does, be like,
why is Dylan calling me?
Call him.
I'll drive to your house. I don't care.
No, you wouldn't.
Most of the time, I'm not
there.
Yeah,
I'm way too lazy for that.
Just get on Discord for a minute.
Yeah, dude. No, it's Discord.
Like, can you guys get on Discord? We're like, yeah. And then a couple hours go by, nothing. Next day, sorry guys, I couldn't get on.
Yeah, me and Brennan will get in there and be waiting.
But you guys are on anyway, so don't even pretend like you only got on because I was gonna get on.
I mean, you're right, but
yeah. See,
we're sitting there waiting.
That's not as good.
But there was some things going on that night. But oh my gosh, this has been an interesting episode. They're like, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, I think we just call it.
No. Brendan's like, I want to go home.
I'm ready for bed.
Are you coming over for dinner?
Yeah.
Are we going to play train game?
Probably.
Or Monopoly?
We're not playing Monopoly. Listen, guys. Bought this Monopoly for Becky and Bobby for Christmas. Right?
That's our parents, by the way.
Our parents. My
We've never
parents.
Mentioned Becky and Bobby, I don't think.
I think we brought Bobby up a couple times.
But anyways, I buy him it, right? We go to play it. The board was a little small. The board only had two locations at each place, like two properties you can buy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Per color.
And it was like weird because there was like, oh, you can fly to this property and buy it. You can fly to this property and buy it. Once Dylan bought the last property, the game was over. The whole game over.
I didn't buy the last property. You did.
No, you did. Yeah.
I could have swore it was you and Jordan.
No.
It was you.
Because you're like, oh, I just got $600 for doing that.
$600.
Yeah, and then I won.
$180.
Yeah, I was so confused.
I know.
It was cool, though. I liked the way it was set up.
So if we play it again, don't buy the last property.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of lame, though.
That sucks for the person.
I'm about to go, like, blow it up and then buy a new one.
Blow it up?
Yeah, I'm going to blow up that Monopoly game. That was stupid.
Why? It's still a good game.
No, it was stupid.
Take it back to Walmart. Antonio's such a cheater when you play board games.
Let's hear the stories, Jared.
Dude, so we were playing Sorry. Okay? And this homie, I have three in my, like, all finished. He's got three all finished. I got one in the start, and he's got one that's, like, three spaces from going into the safe zone. I pull a Sorry card, and I'm like, oh, sorry. So I knock his thing out, put it back. No, you can't do that. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm like, right here. And I'm like, okay, so then either way, I go right there. No. You go right here, and then I go right there. I was like, okay, fine. So we just keep going, and then I finally won. I got my guy in before he got his. And so he's like, so you won? I was like, yeah, looks like that. He's like, hold on. He draws cards until he gets his in. We tied.
Freaking Antoine.
No, Jordan was telling me a story that Becky, like our mom and Jordan were playing like an army game with Antonio. And you can only shoot one time. You can only shoot one person. Well, Antonio shot a rocket launcher. The rocket split in half and hit two people.
Yep. Sounds like Antonio. We were playing this game that he made up. It was called Guess the Domino. And the dominoes have colors and numbers.
Oh, I play that one with him.
Yeah, and so he'll sit there, and I'll be like, guess the color, Dylan. I'll be like, blue. Oh, well, guess the number. 5. And he goes, nope. Well, can I see it? And then he mixes them all up. He's like, no. Then I'll be sitting there, and I'll be like, okay, guess the color, Antonio. He'll be like, yellow. I'm like, no, it's not yellow. He's like, guess the number. He goes, 3. And I go, not 3. He goes, well, I get that one. And I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
He's so funny. I love that kid. You're always playing games with him.
Yeah, and he talks me into it.
He told me one time, like, we were playing with, like, superpowers, right? He went invisible and then never came out of invisible, so I could never hit him, but he could hit me.
When we were trying to play freaking a gun game, he brought his Nerf guns down. He goes, you get this one. And he takes the one that shoots, like, 9 bullets, and I get a pistol that shoots, like, maybe a foot and a half. I'm like, dude, what the heck?
He blocks it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I can block bullets. I'm like, okay. And then he'll shoot and miss me every time. Be like, I killed you. And I'm like, what do you mean? You didn't hit me once,
bro. My bullet curved.
my bullet, he's like, my bullet curved and it hit you. And I was like, no, it's still over there, Antonio. He's like, nope, you're dead. And I'm like, what? And he's like, and you couldn't even see me because I was invisible. I was like, how am I supposed to know that? And he's like, I went like this. I'm like, I was like, so that means dude, you're invisible. I was like, Bay what Blades? If I do that? And he goes, you don't have that power unlocked yet.
Jared and the Beyblades.
I play the Beyblades with him. He gives me one that's like homemade, made out of paper. And he's got like this brand new metal one. So obviously he's going to win every time. And I'm like, can I use that one? No.
You keep losing.
No. And then I couldn't figure out how to get the thing on and stay on. And so he would do it for me. And I don't know. Maybe he did something that made it when it just spin and just drops and then died. I don't know, dude. And then Bakugan, dude. He has like the little cards you can, you roll the thing, it opens up, and he's like, hold on, let me see. Okay, so that has that, like this much health. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, okay, so you can attack first. I'll let you attack first. I'm like, okay. I punch you. That does 2 damage. The health on his guy had like 23,000.
Yeah. And Jared's has like 1,500.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, I use fireball.
You're dead.
Dude, he's such a character. I love that kid so much. He's so funny. He is so freaking smart. It's
He's moving schools.
Huh? I know. It's good for him. He needs to. He'll actually have people that live by him now that he goes to school with, which will be freaking nice.
Yeah. That's a good way to make friends.
Won't say why he moved, but.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we're close enough.
I was thinking, like, our whole entire family should go to his school, like, when he transfers for, like, lunch one day. The whole entire family.
Why?
That'd be cracked. That'd be so fun.
I would prefer like, not to the eat school would be lunch like, again.
No.
They're like, are you guys pedophiles?
Dude, it'd be lit.
Pedophile alert.
No, and you'd go sit at a random table and start talking to little kids, dude.
Hey, you guys ever heard about cocaine?
You ever heard about the Why Not podcast?
Yeah. Hey, Why Not podcast?
Tell your friends, tell your family. Here's a couple fires.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Whoever gets the most people to listen to our podcast gets $1. They're all like, $1?
You're going to be on the podcast.
No, we don't accept them.
Dude, you got to get Antoine on.
No.
That'd be rough.
That'd be very rough.
No, dude, he's got some funny stories.
No,
he'd
be on
for like 5 minutes. He'd get bored.
He'd be like, start kicking Jared in the shins. Antoine, stop.
No, dude, after, I'm like just sitting at the table chilling. He's getting ready to leave. Or no, we're getting ready to leave. He runs up and kicks me in the shin as hard as he could. I didn't want to snitch on him or anything.
I would have.
I just
might have smacked him across the face.
I grabbed him. I'm like, did you just kick me? No.
Runs away.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Oh, sorry, Antoine. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you. That was my alter ego. Oh. When he says that he runs Jurassic World, and then he gets Kehlani and Jordan to be a part of it.
Yeah. I think my favorite moment with him, though, was when I played Santa, and then I go back out to change into my normal clothes, come back in, immediately comes up to me. I know it was you.
Santa. I know you were Santa.
I was like, what do you mean? Stop. I know it was you. What? Santa?
He's so smart, bro.
Jared's like, no, I just saw him leave.
Well, 5 minutes before I dress up as Santa, Brennan's over here. Let's see where Santa is. He gets the Santa tracker. Oh, he's in London. I'm like, well,
none. But then we just told him that.
What are Santa, you doing over there? Are you trying to pick your eyeball?
No,
out?
My
Jeez.
Eye itches. That Santa contacted Jared to take over for him because he wasn't gonna make it here in time.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's call the episode there. Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. So we know this was a little bit unorthodox and not what we usually do, but we just felt like. Beginning of the year, let's just talk.
We needed to get an episode.
We need an episode out. It's been super busy with everything going on, as you guys know. It'll be coming out. We're actually recording the same day as we're putting it out.
Yeah.
So that's it for the Why Not podcast. Stay tuned for everything that's coming up. If you guys like the Why Not Podcast. Share it to all your friends, family. Put it on your social media. Like we said, if you put it out on your social media and you let us know about it, you tag us, whatever. Yeah. We will shout you out on the podcast. So go ahead and do it. And that, wherever you are, seriously. And all our social media links are going to be Why Not Podcast. That's Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can find us pretty much everywhere. Yeah. So YouTube, same thing. And if you guys haven't already checked out, we only got one video out on it, but check out the Why Not Reactions. So, yeah, but that's it. Thank you guys so much for supporting, and we'll see you guys later.
Peace out.